Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。You know, Sam, I've been practicing basketball for 2 months. Now I'm very confident I can beat you with my eyes closed.
Really? All right. Well, how about after our radio show, you put your money where your mouth is, we go and play again.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, think about it.
And you got to keep your eyes closed the whole time.
Oh, it's tough for me.
Well, you said it.
Alright, 那么刚才呢我们开了一个玩笑，我跟 Sam 说到我最近呢练习篮球已经2个多月了，我认为我现在能够非常容易的击败他，甚至呢我提到了说我完全可以闭上眼睛给你击败。 Sam 听完之后非常的不服，说到做完节目之后呢我们去篮球场呢去比一比，但是呢前提是你一定要把你的眼睛闭上。我听完之后说我想一想吧。那么刚才呢 Sam 提到了我们昨天学到的一点 Put your money where the mouth is， 表示说呢你刚才说的话呢要用行动来证明。 OKSo that's it for today's idiom review.
Yes.
Right? Not the end.
No.
And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Yes, we have a new idiom for you.
So what is it?
Well, it's our last put idiom.
Mm-hmm.
And our last P idiom as well.
Okay, last P idiom.
Last put idiom.
All right.
Okay, so today's last put idiom is put yourself in someone's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself in someone's shoes.
Right. 那么今天的 idiom 呢，直译成中文是你自己把一个人放到另外一个人的鞋里面。Well, I can understand the shoes means other people's position or situation, right?
Well, yes. You're giving away the meaning of today's idiom.
Because it's pretty easy and straightforward.
Okay, yes it is.
Right,
yeah.
And let's do a little demonstration to show how we use put yourself in someone's shoes.
Okay, sounds like a good idea.
Hey, Sam, you know what? I really like Mary is very sad lately. What happened to her?
Oh, I guess you didn't hear. Well, her dog died. So
really? That's
why she's been so sad lately.
Well, just a dog. It's nothing very serious.
Well, you gotta put yourself in Mary's shoes.
Uh-huh.
First of all, she's had this dog for 15 years.
Is that long?
Yeah, that long. Ooh. And you know what? Mary and her husband have never had any children. So this dog is not just some dog. It's really a part of the family. It's kind of almost like their son.
Right, Mary and her husband treat the dog as their son.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the pictures, the dog is wearing clothes. I mean, Mary treated this dog like a person, like a real part of the family.
But sometimes I heard Mary is talking on the phone, mentioning her baby is going to be the dog, right?
Yep, it wasn't her real baby because she didn't have a baby. It was her dog. So you could see, actually, this dog was a very, very important part of the family.
Right. So now I understand why Mary's so upset. I think we should do something.
Yeah, you know what? We've all been talking about it. We're going to be passing around a card later on to kind of hopefully cheer up Mary, let her know that we're all thinking about her, that we care about her.
Well, okay, let's do it. 那么刚才的对话呢，我们提到了我们的同事是 Mary， 最近心情非常的不好，一直呢在哭。我不知道为什么，我问 Sam 说，你知道究竟发生了什么事情？ Sam 说到 Peter， 难道你不知道 Mary 她的狗最近死掉了吗？我听完之后说，只是一条狗，没什么大惊小怪的，她不至于说这么的伤心。 Sam 跟我说到， Peter 你不知道呢，这条狗呢跟这个 Mary 已经有差不多15年的时间了，她和她的丈夫呢特别特别喜欢这只狗，同时呢他们还没有孩子，所以呢他们把这只狗呢当作他们的家人来看待，所以呢 Mary 呢非常非常的伤心。接着呢我跟 Sam 提到我们是否应该替 Mary 做一些事情让她能够高兴起来。那么在刚才的对话里我们提到了说 put yourself in Mary's shoes， 表示说站在 Mary 的角度去看待这件事情，你会理解或能够体验到 Mary 现在那种伤心的心情。 So could you give us another example using today's idiom?
Yeah, well, my next idiom I think students are really going to appreciate and love me for saying.
So what is it?
Well, I think teachers should all put themselves in the students' shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, you know, students have so much homework.
Right.
So if teachers put themselves in the students' shoes, and try to imagine all the stress and work it takes to accomplish all that homework, I think they would like say, whoa, yeah, I wouldn't want that much homework, so I shouldn't give my students that much homework.
大家对那些能够从别人的角度来考虑事情的人呢，往往呢是特别喜欢的。提到了师生关系，如果老师能够从学生的角度来考虑一下留作业这个问题的话呢，那么他会往往在留作业的时候会考虑到这个作业的量啊，这个作业的难度啊，学生会觉得这个作业的量没有问题，那么会觉得老师这个作业留的是非常有人性的。那么这种情况下，我们会觉得这个老师 put herself in student situation or put herself in student shoes.
Yes.So it's not so easy now to just, oh, I can give as much homework as I want. No, if we think about it, oh, we'll think twice, maybe give a little less rather than more homework.
Right. Alright, so that's it for today's idiom. Put yourself in someone's shoes.
Yes.
Coming up next is to the continuation of the noises from the airplane.
Yes, so now we're going to put ourselves into the flyers.Shoes.
Right.
What is it like when we hear those sounds? And where are those sounds coming from on the airplane?
Today, let's go to the details. What noises are acceptable and what are not?
Yes.
And before we go to the details, now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
First, for our hit the books, we have...Humming noise. Humming noise. Humming is H-U-M-M-I-N-G. Humming noise.
那么今天的第一个词组呢也跟我们的噪音有关，翻译成中文是嗡嗡的声音， humming noise.
So humming, well, we do that sometimes when we're happy.Mm-hmm. And we have a song stuck in our head, we kind of humming, maybe when we're doing housework.
Right. 那么有的时候呢，当我们心情比较高兴的时候呢，会发出一些声音，比如说 humming noise, 就哼哼歌曲，用这个英文呢叫 humming noise.
But if our airplane's humming, uh-oh, where's that coming from?
A little bit annoying. Well, that's the question.
Yes. Right. Next, we have the word auxiliary. Auxiliary. A-U-X-I-L-I-A-R-Y, auxiliary.
第二个单词 auxiliary, 翻译成中文是辅助的。
So we hear auxiliary power a lot.
Right.
There's the backup power and then there's the auxiliary power.
我们谈到电源的时候呢会有一个 auxiliary power, 表示那种辅助的或备用的电源。
Next we have the word flicker. Flicker. F-L-I-C-K-E-R. Flicker.
第三个单词 flicker 翻译成中文是闪烁，它可以指一个 light, 一个灯光在不停的闪烁 flickering.
Yeah. Now we hear this a lot when it comes to candles, because we know the flame of the candle, just a little bit of wind hits the flame, it will flicker. So candles flicker or have that flickering light.
那么这个单词最恰当的地方可以用在我们的蜡烛上面，一旦这个风吹到了蜡烛，那么蜡烛上的火焰呢会不停的闪烁，就可以用这个单词 flickering candle.
Next we have the word wine. Wine. W-H-I-N-E. Wine.
下一个单词也翻译成呜的声音，或者是那种低沉的声音 wine.
Yeah, so it's not 葡萄酒 right?
It's not a W-I-N-E, it's W-H-I-N-E.
Yeah, so it's not a drink, but it could be a sound, maybe like a baby mix, right?
Right.
You know that babies cry and whine a lot to let the parents know, hey, they need a little food, they need a little love.
那么这个单词呢也可以是婴儿的哭泣的声音， the baby is whining. Also can use when people are not happy.
That's true.
Complaining.
Yeah, we say, hey, quit your complaining. Hey, quit your whining.
Right.
Yeah.
那么这个单词同时呢可以使一个人对另外一个人的抱怨，就等同于我们学过的 complain.
Next, we have the word hydraulic. Hydraulic. H-Y-D-R-A-U-L-I-C. Hydraulic.
下一个单词跟我们学过的物理有关系， hydraulic. 翻译成中文是液压的。
Next, we have taxiing. Taxiing.T-A-X-I-I-N-G, taxiing.
下一个单词，它呢听起来有点像我们的出租车 taxi， 但是大家注意了，后面加一个 ing， 同时呢这个 taxi 在这里面呢指的说一个东西的滑行的动作，特别是在飞机降落地面之后的一个行走的距离，它用的动词呢叫 taxiing。 有的时候呢我们会听到 the airplane is taxiing， 它跟出租车没有任何的关系，表示说这个飞机在慢慢的滑行。
Yeah, and usually during the taxiing time, we're still supposed to remain in our seats with our seat belts fastened. Don't get up, don't grab your luggage.
Also, don't turn on your electrical devices.
Right, yeah, I guess we're still supposed to keep them off.
Right.
Next we have unnerving. Unnerving. U-N-N-E-R-V-I-N-G. Unnerving.
下一个单词表示说一个人的恐惧的那种心情，令人恐慌的恐惧的 unnerving things.
Yes, because our nerves, well, that's what we're really sensitive about. So when something is unnerving, that makes us uncomfortable, a little nervous. Next, we have the word prolong. Prolong. P-R-O-L-O-N-G. Prolong.
下一个动词 prolong 翻译成中文是延长，它可以指一个安排 prolonged， 也可以指一个a disease or symptom prolonged, right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's kind of a negative one.
Right.
But when it comes to prolonging our health or our lifespan,
what sounds better?
Well, that sounds much better,
right?
Yes.
那么刚才我们提到了说一个计划被推迟了，被延长了。另外呢，一个病情呢，它的这个持续的时间过长，也可以用这个单词 prolonged diseases or symptom.
Yeah. So like if we don't get enough sleep when we have a cold, that can prolong the cold.
Right.
It won't go away very fast. Lastly, we have the word flap. Flap. F-L-A-P. Flap.
最后一个单词呢，它作为动词表示说拍打，但是今天呢它是一个名词，表示说一个东西的边。这个单词呢让我们想到冬天我们戴的那个非常暖和的帽子，特别呢在 Russia 在俄罗斯会看到那种帽子，如果这天不是很冷的情况下呢，可以把两边的这个帽檐给它竖起来，但是呢如果特别寒冷的情况下把这个帽檐给它放下来，那么放下来的那个两个部分英文叫做 flap。
Yeah, we can call them ear flap.
Ear flap.
More specifically, yes.
Right. Well, that's it for vocab, and now let's go to what noises are okay noises.
Okay, and where they're coming from.
Right.
The humming noise when you board, that's the auxiliary power unit at the back of the plane. That baby hums while you are boarding the plane to keep everything up and running while the main engines are off.Says Leary. In addition, most airports hook the plane up to the ground units to pump air and electricity into the plane to save money. When the door closes, you may notice the noise changes and the lights will flicker as the pilot switches from the airport system to the aircraft system. Next, you'll hear the engines being started. First, the whine of the spin-up and then the roar.
首先我们将谈论的是 humming noise， 这种嗡嗡的声音。我们在登机的时候呢，往往进入机舱会听到这种 humming noise。 那么这个声音呢，是来自于我们飞机的一个备用电源发出的声音，叫 auxiliary power。
Yeah, I'm thinking like, when I get on the plane, do I hear something? And sure enough, yeah, I can remember like a kind of like a very high-pitched humming noise.
It's a very low, high-pitched noise.
Yes, that's right. So, like you mentioned, that all comes from the power. Because the airplane has its own power system.
Right.
But to save money, they use the airport's power system.
Right. 我们知道飞机使用辅助电源的目的非常明确，因为呢，飞机把它的主电源已经 cut out, 切掉了。
So it mentions that this power is important because it keeps everything up and running while the main engines are off. So we need thatlights on, we need the air kind of blowing gently
right.
on us. All of that is supported by the airport's power.
Right. 我们当登机的时候呢，我们所提供的氧气、提供的电源都是说机场地面提供上来的，不是说飞机所提供的氧气和电源。我们知道飞机的这些氧气和电源呢，是用在当飞机起飞的时候才能使用。
So not only does it save some of the fuel for the airplane so that when we're flying it can be using it, but also it saves money because we know that airplane or jet fuel is not cheap.
Right, 我们知道呢， 飞机上的任何的一个东西，它一旦启动，这个成本都是非常大的。那么飞机在机场的时候呢，尽量使用地面所提供的氧气，或者是呢 electricity， 或者说提供的这个电源。
But of course, before we leave, they have to switch from the airport's power to the aircraft's power.
Right.
So you can think about this. Have you ever noticed when they close the doors, maybe the lights will flicker a little bit? That's because the power system is changing from the airports to the aircrafts.
Right. 大家是否注意到，当飞机的舱门关闭的时候，我们会发现这个飞机的噪音发生了变化，从原来的这个 humming noise 变成了另外一个噪音。原因非常的简单，因为呢，飞机的电源已经切到了它的 main engine， 它的主电源的上面来。
So when you hear the humming noise kind of change, you see the lights flicker, you don't have to be afraid that, is something wrong with the airplane system? No, it's just changing power.
如果大家听到这个噪音的一个切换的话呢，大家应该知道是由于电源的切换，从机场的电源切换到了飞机上的电源。
Now, of course, when we're getting started, there's also the sound from the engine.
Right.
So it mentions that the engines kind of whine a little bit as they spin. So you hear that, like, it's a light whine. But when you're about to take off, we know that the engines can turn from a small whine to a very loud roar.
Right. 那么飞机刚刚启动的时候呢，发动机的声音呢是那种 whine， 比较低的那种轰鸣声。但是一旦达到了说加速起飞的那个状态的时候，那个飞机的噪音是一个轰鸣的声音，用到了一个 roaring sound.
Yeah, I know sometimes when you hear that roaring sound, the tendency is to grab onto the armrest. Oh, here we go.
大家会感到一种紧张，然后呢会发现自己呢突然有的眩晕，因为呢飞机呢突然从地面呢一下弹了起来。
Okay, so that's kind of when we're boarding the plane and when we take off, the sounds that we may hear and where they come from. Okay, next is, what's that barking sound?
Barking sound? Is a dog on the plane?
Well, let's find out. It's not a dog, Peter, in the hold, but a fuel-saving device called the PTU, present on all twin-engine Airbus models. It is making sure the hydraulic pressure is balanced when they only use one engine during pushback and taxiing, says Larry. Everyone wants to save fuel, so this is their option. It's noisy and a bit unnerving as it cycles on and off, on and off, on and off due to pressure fluctuations. It sounds like a high-pitched bark to some, woof, 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 woof. Airbus passengers may also hear a prolonged whine by the gate prior to departure, and then after landing. It's from an electric hydraulic pump used to open and close the cargo doors, says Larry.
另外呢，我们在坐飞机的时候呢，会偶尔听到或有时会听到一些 barking sound， 狗叫的声音。当然了，飞机上肯定是没有狗了，但是这个狗叫的声音是从哪来的？
Well, it's from a device called the PTU. But this isn't on all airplanes.
Right.
It's only on twin-engine Airbus models.
那么大家想听到这个声音只能在空客的这个飞机上能够听到，其他的像波音是听不到的。
So I've been on airplanes that have like four engines, or maybe just a single one in the back. But this is all like double, twin meaning two. The double or twin engines.
Right.
Now the reason why it makes that sound is because sometimes they only use one of the twin engines. And they usually will turn one off or one on when they're either pushing back or taxiing.
Right. 那么这个声音发出来的时候呢，是指这个飞机只使用了它的双引擎当中的一个引擎。目的非常简单，是为了节省这个 fuel， 节省它的燃油。
And we know since they're only using one engine at a time, not only does it save fuel, but this PTU has to make sure the hydraulic pressure is balanced between the two engines, because that will change when one turns off. So, as it's turning off and turning on, it makes that barking sound.
Right. 那么同时这个声音呢，也是说这个飞机为了保持它的液压的一个平衡 ,hydraulic pressure imbalance. 不然的话呢，飞机可能说 loses balance because one engine is working.
Yep, that's right. So, since there's pressure fluctuations or pressure changes, that's what makes that little unnerving sound because it's cycling on and off, on and off.
Right. 那么这个飞机呢，发出这个声音呢，会让一些乘客感觉到不安，会感觉到 unnerving.
Now, have you heard this sound? It mentions a high-pitched barking like woof, 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 woof.
No, probably I've never taken Airbus, you know, twin-engine model.
I maybe have heard it, but maybe a little bit slower, like woof,
right.
woof.
Right,
a little bit like that.
The close to barking is not a real barking.
Yeah, I think that's why it mentions a high-pitched barking.
Right.
It mentions that Airbus passengers may also hear prolonged whining sounds.
Mm-hmm.
This is also due to hydraulics.
Right.
But the hydraulics aren't so much with the plane. The hydraulics have to do with the pumps used to open and close the cargo doors.
Right.同时呢，我们在飞机起飞和降落的时候呢，会听到一些 whining sound 轰鸣的声音。大家不要慌张，因为飞机在打开或者在关闭这个货运的这个舱门。
Yeah, sometimes when they open the doors, you even hear like a thud, thud, thud. They're putting, you can hear, or hear them putting the suitcases and other boxes or cargo into the
little ferry cart, right?
Yes, right. Okay, well that brings us to the last noise, which is a whirring noise.Just before takeoff, the pilot flips a switch to make the wings much wider than usual. Those are flaps which make a whirring sound, explains Larry. You can see them drop down if you're sitting near the wing.
有的时候呢，我们在飞机起飞之前会听到另外一个声音叫 whirring noise。翻译成中文也是那种轰鸣的声音，其实呢是指飞机的翅膀呢在展开。那么这个过程当中会听到一个让大家觉得不是非常愉快的这个 noise.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? I see the wings transform.
Right.
And part of the wing is actually coming out.
Coming out and stretch up, right?
Yeah, so that's all normal process. The wings are expanding, becoming more wider. This is kind of a landing and taking off process.
Right. 所以大家呢，如果坐在翅膀旁边的话呢，会非常近距离的看到这个翅膀的一个变化，它呢首先变宽了，同时呢会变长一些，往往会变宽一些 ，normally getting wider.
Yes.
那么这个声音呢，英文叫做 whirring noise. So don't panic.
Nope.
Just a normal noise.
Yeah. And if you're by the window, take a look next time. You'll see the wings kind of getting wider.
Right. Sometimes I realize the wings change directions when it's taking off and landing.
Yeah, you can see the little flaps moving, right?
Right. 那么大家同时呢会注意到，当飞机在起飞和降落的时候呢，它的翅膀的角度会发生变化。So this is very mysterious for me.
Yep. You know, the first time I saw the wing changing like that, I thought, oh, look, our airplane is a transformer.
Right. Transformer, right? It's a very good description, right?
Yeah, exactly.
那么 Sam 第一次看到飞机翅膀发生变化的时候呢，会认为它是一个变形金刚 ，a transformer.
But it turns out I was disappointed because it wasn't just a normal airplane.
Well, that's it for today's noise discussion from the airplane.
Yes.
And time's up. And see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。In emotion, like how I think a word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight.Everybody's worried about me. In too deep, say I'm in too deep. It's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's fire burning in my bones. Still believe, yeah, I still believe.
外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，起！
磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I.They say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. Singing in the old bars, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame.Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dogs, video game.
You're right. Right.
He holds me in his big arms, thinking I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes. This is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's you.It's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two.Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. It's you, it's you, it's all for you.Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth.